10:17, getting to a Wednesday, a midday edition here. Dablo sitting in for Scott Nolf. I'll be with you right up until Twins baseball coming down at 10:55. Got some clouds, some smoke. I can't tell the difference, which is which, 68 degrees. And I'll tell you what, folks, one thing I never get tired of talking about is championship baseball. And Chris Kappa, somehow, it's just kind of synonymous, head coach of Wapton Post 20. Chris, thanks for stopping by this morning. Congratulations on a state championship.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And you know what? It's kind of the way in the Kappas family. It's kind of the way with this team. It's in the blood. And, man, Chris, these guys just deliver.
Well, we like that little white pearl, you know, and we like to go out and play ball. And, yeah, you know, it's a heck of a group of kids. I mean, I can't say enough about them. And let me not call them kids. They're young men. That's right. How we treat them, and that's what we expect out of them. And, you know, they're everything a coach can ask for. They're coachable. They work hard. They never give up. Just fun to be around every single day, and it shows. Right. You know, day in and day out, they're there to compete, and they love the game of baseball, and it's fun to be around.
Definitely builds a whole lot of good character there. Let's talk a little bit about the tournament, of course, bringing home the state championship yesterday. But the only loss to Jamestown, 8-4, the night before. Were you a little worried about that, to have some concerns when that went on, or did you think, hey, these guys are going to come right back?
Well, I suppose there's always a little concern in the back of the mind, you know, when you drop one and you know it's a winner-take-all now. Mm-hmm. But we had a game plan going in, and Jamestown, very good baseball team, no doubt about that. I mean, I give them a ton of credit. We got into that undefeated game. We were the undefeated team, you know, after the first three rounds, and the way the tournament's set up is no one gets a day off, so you have to play a team that's already been beat, and there's other rules that go along with that. Teams can't match up against a previous opponent unless necessary, so going into that undefeated game, we knew that we were going to play Jamestown no matter what the next day, if we won or lost, and we ended up winning, and so we knew we drew them. And we went out there. We wanted to win the game, obviously, but we also had to look forward to a little bit into the next game and how we were setting up our pitching and whatnot. And we just didn't hit the ball real well against Jamestown that game. And we made a little run at the end and made an 8-4 ball game, made it close. And
right, you did.
Isaac Loosemore almost hit a second home run that game, which would have made it 8-7, and then we would have still been hitting. Who knows what happens after that? But he hit one to the fence. They caught it and ended the game. And we knew, you know, we're in the championship already, so it was just sit and wait and see who we'd get again. And ended up being Jamestown, the two number ones seeds, you know, and that's how it's supposed to be, right, on paper.
Right.
And they came out and jumped at us in the first inning. Hunter Womery worked out of a big jam with a double play in the bottom of the first, and after that we threw the five spot on in the third inning. And he went after him like a bulldog. We made the plays behind him, and the rest is history.
Well, I was going to say, man, he did a great job on the hill for you yesterday, definitely in a big third inning.
Right, right.
I was down here running the game, and, man, that third inning rolled around. I thought, here we go.
Well, you know, we hit a lot of baseballs hard in this tournament, and a lot of baseballs hit hard right at guys, and mm-hmm. that's just the game. And Same with that game. You know, early on, we left runners in scoring position the first and second inning, but we lined out a couple times hard. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're like, just keep swinging at bats like that. They're going to eventually find holes in that third inning. They found holes, and we were able to throw a nice crooked number on the board.
Well, I'll tell you what, Loosemore's had a heavy bat for you, too. He's really doing the job.
He had a real good tournament for us, you know, not only at the plate, but in the field, especially backing up to game one. He made two diving plays in left field and then ended up throwing a guy out at second by about 10 feet, just three phenomenal plays from the outfield. And then Tori Ulick also had a diving catch in center. I mean, we took three hits away from right there, potential extra base hits.
And you got it.
You know, and that's the thing. Pitching and defense wins championships, and that's what we pride ourselves in.
Well, and Chris, the longer this goes on with this team, too, it just seems like the chemistry between them just gets more and more solid.
Well, they get along well. There's no question about it. And as a coach, that makes you happy. You know,
right.
they get along well. They got each other's, but it's their brothers, right? They're a band of brothers. And if you get on Facebook, you watch a video, you can listen to them sing a little bit. It's not great, but it was all right. It was fun to see.
Do you add to that chorus yourself?
Maybe. I don't know if I let them them see it, though.
All right. Well, listen, you are off to Wisconsin now as this story continues to Central Plains Regional Tournament going on in Wisconsin. You're going to be leaving tomorrow, correct?
We'll leave early tomorrow morning, yep. Okay. Head over there. It's a good 8-hour drive straight, so it's probably going to be about a 10-hour ride over by the time we get there.
Whereabouts in Wisconsin, Chris?
It's just northwest, about an hour or so from Milwaukee.
Okay. And how does it look like? Do you have the pairings in front of you there?
I do. I have the bracket here. So we'll open up on Friday, 4 p.m. game against the Wisconsin Class A state winner, Antigo. So obviously I know nothing about them. See if I can find a little bit of information on them. But you go into this turn, I mean, everyone's good, so it doesn't really matter. We just got to show up and stay within ourselves, play our game, and if we do that, I think we'll certainly compete in this tournament.
So what is it to get invited to this tournament? Any kind of qualifications, any kind of framework?
Well, typically
there?
How it works, this tournament works, is it's your state winners from the region, your state champions, and then sometimes the runner-up will come along, depending on what state is hosting it and what state gets that second team or whatever.
Right.
And they did it a little different this year. They were going to take 5 state winners and then the host team, and they are going to invite 2 teams. And so we were actually invited to be part of this tournament 6 months ago.
Wow, how nice is that?
That says a lot about our program.
Right.
That's quite an honor. And so we were planning to go. Well, we end up winning the state tournament now, so Valley City's going to come along with us because Jamestown has some guys that are going to be gone for football and whatnot.
Sure.
And so Valley City's going to come along a third place in our state. So.
Okay. And then you get going Friday. How long does the tournament last?
It'll go till Monday.
Okay. And you just keep advancing and keep advancing. And
just till Monday. And then this for Division II, this is as far as we can get. So if we were to win this or whatever, it doesn't go any farther. So this is kind of the World Series for Division II.
All right. Well, looking back at this season, how you feel about it?
Well, coming in, our goal was to get to the state tournament. We knew that wasn't going to be easy. We knew we had a good baseball team capable of playing pretty good ball. But, it's not an easy road, and the East was very strong this year.
Yes.
12 teams in the East and 1 through 11 on any given night could beat anyone, and 12th team struggled a little bit. And then we end up winning the conference, and then we go into the East region as the number one seed, come out of that, winning that, and then getting to the state tournament and winning that. I mean, I would have never guessed that coming into the season.
Sure.
But I knew we'd compete. There's no question about that. And I'd say about 3/4 of the way through the season, I knew that we were probably one of the top 4 or 5 teams, but we still needed to play a good game of baseball because, once again, baseball is a game you can be beat on any given day. So,
well, and we talked about this before, too. These guys are young. I mean, you got great athletes coming up.
We're a young team. There's no doubt about that. We had some upperclassmen that have certainly helped pull everything together on this team, and ton of credit to them. And this whole team, I mean, every guy in that dugout played a huge role in this championship this weekend, whether they seen the field or not. I mean, we got guys who are warming guys up in the bullpen, warming guys up on the field, just the verbal cheering and chanting, and keeping guys loose and fired up. I mean, as a player at that age, sometimes you don't understand or realize how important that is. But you'll get to a point in life where you're going to understand that, that's a massive role on a team. And that's why we need every one of them, and they're all rewarded as a state champion.
How does it make you feel as a coach to watch them at the beginning and then watch them mature and watch them progress, not just athletically, but as far as their character goes?
You know what? That's probably more important than what we do on the field. There's no doubt about it. We're trying to produce young men here, young productive citizens in society.
Right.
And as great a feeling this is, and as happy and as proud as they should be, they need to understand that there's going to be bigger and better things in life. And we don't want them sitting 10 years from now looking back at this, and this is the one thing that they can hang their hat on and say, you know what, I was a state champion, and that's all they do. We want them to be a good dad someday, hopefully a long time from now, go get a good education, get a good job, support their family, and live a productive life and be a good citizen. And that's what we're trying to teach them. So everything else after that, you know, in the game of baseball is fun, and your window is real short to play it and take advantage of it now.
That is a great philosophy, Chris, and that is why you coach championship teams, my friend. Listen, safe travels. The best of luck to you and Post 20. We're going to be covering all the games right here, too, so we'll be bringing it back home.
We appreciate it. And, you know, the last thing I want to say is I appreciate the coverage. Once again, it's awesome. People are able to listen, you know, and from far away. But I also want to thank the fire department and the police department and all the everybody that was here to welcome us home last night. That's a pretty memorable thing for these guys, too. It's a feeling that never gets old.
Well, they do Wapton proud, definitely. Chris, again, thanks for stopping by, and good luck, my
friend.
You
bet. Thanks a lot.
You bet. 1027 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Something about yesterday, how fast it all flies away. I don't know what it is about a goodbye kiss that makes you want to stay. We were crazy, then we